One of Vladimir Putin's leading critics in Russia was sentenced to 15 days in jail today. Alexei Navalny was one of hundreds of people detained in those anti-government protests across Russia yesterday, protests he helped launch with a wildly popular video about corruption. He'd recently announced his bid for the presidency. He was grabbed by police while walking to a rally in Moscow. He wanted to join the biggest show of defiance since the 2011-2012 anti-government protests. Now, the Kremlin dismissed the protesters yesterday as merely groups of westernized elites, but there were big crowds in areas that have supported the president in the past. David Filipov is Moscow bureau chief for The Washington Post. He joins us from Moscow on Skype. And David, first of all, just fill out the story of Alexei Navalny. Who is he?
Okay, so he's somebody who came of age politically in 2011, 2012, where people went out in these massive demonstrations following parliamentary elections that they thought were fraudulent. He's younger than a lot of the old westernizing reformers from the 90s, and he's not tainted with the sense of failure and corruption that that era now has. He ran for mayor, got 30% of the vote, but lost. And the authorities here have done a very good job of marginalizing him. They charged him in a fraud case that was most likely politically motivated. That gave him a conviction. It's a suspended sentence, but it also means legally he's banned from running for president. And he doesn't get on TV. And whenever he does come into the news, the Kremlin official people avoid talking about him altogether. They don't mention his name. They'll say the issue or the organizer, or the perpetrators. They never mention the name Navalny.
What about this video we mentioned that he made showing corruption? I mean, we hear that went wild on social media.
It did. It's a 50-minute long, very well-explained, very professionally done video in which he goes step by step how he figured out and how Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev allegedly used all kinds of bribery and kickback schemes to assemble this empire of luxury yachts, lavish estates, and vineyards. And the video and the report were completely ignored. Nobody even bothered dismissing it. They just ignored it. But millions of people watched it online. It resonates because everyone here, if you talk to them privately, will say, look, we know that our leaders are thieving. We know the country is way too wealthy for us to be living so bad. And we know that that's what's happening. And here he was giving it pictures and showing how it's done and showing what they have. And it's very convincing.
So tell us, take us through the protest part of this. How did the protest happen? And then, you know, what was the reaction when he was arrested?
In Russia, there is freedom of assembly. It's in the Constitution. You have to apply for a permit, and authorities can give you the permit or not. And when they don't, which is usually, they have some sort of reason. Oh, there's repairs that day. Do it another day. Or they'll say, do the protest someplace out in the middle of nowhere where no one will come. So legally, they offered him a different place. And he said, no, I want to do it here. I'm going to do it here. The whole point of the Kremlin not putting it on TV, not, you know, telling people not to come, banning it, is because they wanted people to feel like they were risking something if they came out. And the reason people came out was they were like, you can't just get rid of me like that. I'm going to just show up just to show up.
Mm. Well, they had children with them. And then Navalny was grabbed. We saw a crowd surrounding the bus as he was taken away and others dragged away. I mean, the pictures are pretty stunning. People, their faces down on the sidewalk being dragged away. He posted a selfie on Twitter from the courtroom this morning saying a time will come when we'll put them on trial as well, and that time it will be fair. He has been jailed for 15 days, but he has a public face. Does that mean he's going to be better off or worse off than the hundreds of others detained who don't have public names?
Well, first of all, let's consider the fact that these guys are tweeting and sending selfies from courtrooms. That demonstration, there was this very rough part in the middle where the police were clearing out the protesters. But around that, there were 25,000 people. And it was almost like a picnic. The police were there. People were doing selfies, taking pictures of the police, videos of the trucks coming and going, videos of people getting arrested, standing there and watching it like a spectator sport. And that's a really important thing in regard to your question, because right now, the way that the Kremlin can play that is that it was a big picnic, big party. Everyone came out. They blew off steam. And, you know, that's there's nothing else to see here. They don't want to make Navalny into the face of this protest. They don't want him to be a face at all. They would prefer if he were just some anonymous troublemaker who issues reports nobody watches.
So what happens now? 15 days in jail for Navalny. What about the other people who were arrested? Maybe not as high profile as he is. And, you know, we're reading of opponents of Putin showing up poisoned. So what's the concern for Navalny?
if the Kremlin really does order, you know, hits of its opponents, which I don't think it does, but if it did, it'll probably send bodyguards so that nothing happens to him. This guy has to live, is my guess. What happens next is he has to go back to being an obscure guy that nobody pays attention to from the point of the Kremlin. From the point of new Navalny, he has to turn this into something that will force them to let him run. You know, he has too much support to keep him off the ballot. I think both of those things are too much to ask for either side. The Kremlin's never going to make him go away, and he's never going to get, you know, allowed into these next elections. It's too sort of a rock and a hard rock. Mm.
A rock and a harder rock. Just very briefly, the Kremlin positions this as, you know, the protesters as westernized urban elites, that the bulk of the country is for them. Do you see that shifting, or is that true? Is that the divide in Russia?
What I saw yesterday was a lot of people who were angry about their own personal thing. I'm getting paid 40,000 rubles a month. I want to be paid 70, and the corrupt leaders aren't letting that happen. I'm not getting my pension on time. You know, there might have been a couple of westernized elites too, but it just looked like a cross-section of Moscow where I was. It's great to try to cast Navalny's people as, you know, Western elites, especially since Navalny did go to Yale. Unfortunately for them, that's not really true. Anybody who's got a gripe in Russia is angry about corruption. Everybody knows it happens. And the people who have a gripe in Russia are 95% of them.
David Filipov, Moscow Bureau Chief for The Washington Post. David, thank you.
Thanks for having me.